With Fountain, Duchamp, a member of the Dada art movement, wanted to move art from the realm of crafting an object to the realm of concept. As stated in the publication The Blind Man at the time, whether Mr. Mutt with his own hands made the fountain has no importance. He chose it. He took an ordinary article of life, placed it so that its useful significance disappeared under the new title and point of view, created a new thought for that object. The submission of the work to a Society of Independent Artists exhibition created a hotly contested debate amongst the organization's board about whether the work should be considered art. Duchamp and friend Ahrensberg both resigned from the board in protest when the work was refused display in the exhibition. Even today, Fountain is a highly controversial work of art. Far from solely stirring up controversy, Fountain has had a huge legacy on the art world, and is considered by many art historians to be the most influential work of 20th century art. Although Fountain is the most well-known and most controversial ready-made Duchamp created, he made a number of ready-made sculptures, including a hat rack, shovel, and window frame. His intention in moving from painting to ready-mades was to challenge assumptions of what art could be, to place importance on concept over the hand of the artist, and to elevate the everyday to art status. As he stated, "I was interested in ideas, not merely in visual products." By creating his ready-mades, Duchamp threw open the definition of what could be considered art and prepped the art world for many new forms of art, including relational aesthetics and the idea that anything can be art if an artist states that it is. Under this theory, context is a determining factor. The shovel hanging in your garage may not be art, but the shovel on display in the museum is. When you have dinner, it may be just dinner, but when Rikrit Tiruvannija cooks Thai food in a gallery in his work untitled, Free, and when Conflict Kitchen welcomes patrons, it is within the context of art, and so these communal acts of sharing a meal become art. In the case of Conflict Kitchen, the work is both an example of relational aesthetic art practice and a form of creative activism. Conflict Kitchen serves food from countries that are in conflict with the United States. As Conflict Kitchen's website explains, each Conflict Kitchen iteration is augmented by events, performances, publications, and discussions that seek to expand the engagement the public has with the culture, politics, and issues at stake within the focus region. The restaurant rotates identities in relation to current geopolitical events.